Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
And Reunion, by the way, is the name of that Marco Rowe play when you're looking it up to try and get yourself a seat and so on, 21st of October. Now, 30 years ago, as a young man, a young boy as he was at the time, he was in Lithuania. His name is Adas Rakauskas. And he received a shoebox that was filled with small gifts, and it came from a family in Ireland. And for him, this moment as a kid, unforgettable. What was in the box? A notebook, pencils, treats. But he just felt somebody out there cared about him. It was the 1990s. He now lives in Ireland. He's a father of three. He lives in Drogheda in County Louth. He works as a software engineer. He is now the one sending those shoeboxes for children in poverty elsewhere in the world to give them the same lift that he got. And he thinks you can help as well with this. He's on the phone. Adas Rakauskas, good morning.
Good morning, Oliver. Thank you for having me.
Not at all. Will you take us back when you were 8 years of age, were you?
Yeah, I was 7 or 8. And yeah, so as you put it very well, I grew up in a very small village in Lithuania in the 90s. Mm-hmm. I was born in 88. Lithuania became independent.
Yeah.
Very soon in the 90s, and you know, life was a struggle for many people, not just my own family. You know, inflation was, you know, in the thousands, and yeah, it was just not much food around. So. It was a tough time, but yet Christmas was a special time. Mm-hmm. You know, my memories of Christmas was a lot of snow. You know, my parents tried very hard to make it a special occasion. So, you know, for example, we might get oranges at Christmas. Wow. I like to use this analogy.
In the 90s.
Which was a luxury, you know. So the smell of an orange is still like a Christmas thing for me. When I smell an orange, I'm like, okay, you know, it's Christmas time. So, yeah, and it was, we didn't have enough to eat, you know. Mm. We didn't know really any better. We thought life was just normal like that. But, you know, we were slightly malnourished as children. I had siblings as well. But yeah, one Christmas, you know, everything changed. But there was like a school play in our village in Lithuania. And after the school play, they were handing out these shoeboxes to the village children. Yeah. So I received one and... You know, as you mentioned, there were a lot of different small gifts in there, tiny, tiny little treasures, you know, something to write with, something to wash with, a little toy. So it was great. It was a gift, you know, for me and my siblings, but also for my parents, that I assume took the pressure off them a little bit, you know, to provide something special for Christmas, which was, you know, always, you know, it was a hard time for them, I can imagine, financially, to try and make something up.
It was an emotional lift for you, wasn't it, as a child?
Yeah, so for me, you know, I get asked what was in the box, you know, because I've been doing this now for many years, making the shoeboxes and sending them. But so I get asked what was in it. And really, I couldn't tell you exactly what was in it. I think I do remember there was a little notebook that I cherished for a while. But it wasn't really the things in the box, I guess. You know, it was, you know, the selfless kindness that was shown to me, I guess, and it did last an impact. You know, it years later, when we did move to Ireland, which was in 2002 or 2003,
yeah.
You know, I was still a teenager, and we very quickly realized that Ireland was a very, you know, full of generous people, and we realized that they were sending these shoeboxes from here, and that's where it kind of came a full circle. We decided to take up this new Christmas tradition, and
you're now in the other end of the shoebox appeal. It's an annual appeal. You want people,
yes,
to get involved, don't you? To join you. It's called Team Hope is the charity. They put together shoeboxes, and they're delivered around Christmas time, as you say. But you start putting them together now in October.
Yes, a lot of work goes into getting these done. So you know, we have to start very early. It feels way too early, but it has to be done. Yeah, we started. I felt a really powerful pull to kind of get back and honor the kindness that I received. You know, I feel very blessed by God in my life, so I wanted to pass these blessings on. So myself and my family, we've been making shoeboxes, yeah, for you know, 20 years or so.
Life worked out for you, Adas, didn't it? Tell us who's in your family.
Yes, so I'm married to Tracy. We met in Drogheda soon after I arrived to Ireland.
Teenage and, sweethearts.
Yeah, something like that. And we have three kids. We have a 9-year-old son, Elias, Isabella, who's 8, and Michaela, who's 6. So we have three kids, and they probably don't even remember the first shoebox that they made because they probably were still just newborns coming along with us.
But you've been teaching them about these shoeboxes that now go out. They still go to Eastern Europe in some places, but to Africa too.
Yes, all over the world. So, teamhope.ie, if the listeners want to take part, you know, this year is a really big year. It would be great for people to get involved. Myself, you know, it's not just kind of my own personal project and my family project, but it kind of followed me into my professional work. So I work in a company called Guidewire. It's an insurance software company. I joined that company 11 years ago, and I kind of, you know, I looked around, and philanthropy was one of the big things in the company. So I invited my colleagues to join me in the shoebox appeal, and it really started as a small little team effort.
You've roped absolutely everybody in. So we want more to do it. Teamhope.ie is the best place to go for all the details. But Adas Rakauskas, I'm glad everything worked out, and it's a lovely story. Thanks so much, and good luck.